What up, bitches? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all these tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. I missed you. Hopefully you missed me. Obviously, I'm back from New York City, which, by the way, was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had in my career, period. And hopefully I can tell you guys something soon. That's the most painful part, is not being allowed to say anything to you and tell you what's going on. So if something is going on, I hope to tell you what's going on in the future when something's going on. All right, let's talk about the news. So, I think I missed the memo, but a few months ago, Google apparently released a special keyboard for iOS, and it's been exclusive to iOS for a few months. That changes today. You can now get the special exclusive Gboard on Android, too. And when I say you can get it, I mean you sort of kind of can get it. It's not on the Play Store. It's, you have to get the APK. So, if you are at all interested in getting your little thummies on Gboard, I'll leave an APK, a link to the APK, down in the description below, if I remember to put it there. Oh, man. If I collected potatoes to demonstrate how many cares I have about this, I would have zero f***ing potatoes. I don't care what platform you're using. If you are live streaming and you have a live chat, most likely that live chat is just a moving stream of s***. It's just like, my dog has this anal gland problem, and she like, sometimes she sits on the ground and scoots a little asshole across the floor. That's pretty much what chat is like. Just someone scooting their asshole all the way up the screen. Well, Twitch wants to clean up that shit stain a little bit, and so they're introducing AutoMod. It's an automated tool that you can opt into that is designed to create a positive and inclusive chat experience. So essentially, they say it uses machine learning and natural language processing to kind of block content that they see as inappropriate or flag potentially troublesome content, and then have a human mod review it later on. At this point, I'm really okay with anything like this rolling out. Anything that can clean up chat and make it less terrible is good in my book. And of course, it is opt-in, so if for the first week or so it seems sort of buggy, you can just not use it. And of course, this is the perfect opportunity to be able to say something like, AutoMods, roll out. Get it? It's like Transformers, Autobot. It's like Autobot, but less bot and more mod. AutoMod. Okay. This just in. Breaking news. The Samsung Galaxy S8 will not have a headphone jack. It will also feature a beautiful edge-to-edge display. All screen, all the time. Of course, kids, this is a rumor. Not confirmed, but I read it on the internet, and if I read it on the internet, it must be true, right? Here's something interesting. Everyone freaked out when Apple removed the headphone jack from the iPhone. That was crazy. Will everyone freak out if Samsung does it? Will that be a big deal, or we'll be fine with it? Here's my stance on this. I don't care what Samsung removes from the phone, right? I don't care if there's no headphone jack. Let's just hope that the f***ing phone doesn't blow up and melt your face, huh? Am I right? Huh? Ooh. Fire's not fun, kids. Facebook wants to be end all be all. We all understand that by now, right? And now with Instagram, though they've been testing the feature for a little bit of time, today, officially within the United States, there's an update rolling out to all of us that will now allow you to live stream directly from the Instagram app, now competing with, obviously, Periscope. Except this is native within Instagram and a really, really good idea. Once you live stream, though, the stream is gone. You can't replay it, but it's a pretty simple concept, and I'm sure they'll expand from that once people start using it more and more. Of course, this will roll out to other locations as well. I'm interested, though, are you guys going to use Instagram to live stream? Is this something that you want to do? Let me know. Comment section below. So, as you know, Samsung had a little bit of an issue with the Galaxy Note 7. And by little issue, I mean... issue. Well, Samsung officially announced that they're going to be pushing out an update that will effectively just brick the phone. You won't be able to recharge the battery after your phone receives the update. Of course, all carriers are pretty much playing along with this. They're going to roll out the update, though at different dates. Every carrier except Verizon. Verizon is just flat out refusing to send out this update to any Note 7 on their network. They said that they don't want to make it impossible for you, if you have a Note 7, to be able to contact family or medical personnel if you were in fact in some sort of emergency, which I guess sort of makes sense. But who's in the wrong here, right? Samsung has to do this to protect people, the remaining people with Note 7s. Keep in mind, like 90-some percent have turned their phone in. Samsung has done everything they can do to make sure that everyone is safe, at least the people that still have a phone. The only way to keep those people safe is to shut down the phone and make it completely unusable. So who does this fall back on? If you're on Verizon's network, you have a Note 7, and then your face melts, do you sue Verizon? Is Verizon responsible because they didn't send you the update? Here's my opinion. No! If you know that there's a chance that the phone is going to blow up, it's going to melt, why in the hell do you still have the phone? I don't care if you're like, mine's fine, mine's a special one, I've stress tested, it is perfect. No! Don't be an idiot! Keep yourself safe. If you have a family and you have a ticking time bomb in your pocket, yeah, Verizon's not the idiot. You're the idiot.
A great way to keep your desk clean and organized is to take the crap that normally just sits up there and wastes space and hide it under the desk. Like your USB hubs. Doesn't need to be up there. But how do you hide it under the desk? How about an industrial strength roll from Velcro brand?
Just cut one piece, put it at the bottom of your desk, and then put another on the back of your USB hub. And then stick it. You're done.
Even cooler? This stuff can hold up to 10 pounds. If you want to buy it for yourself, I'll put a link in the description below.
And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, hit that subscribe button down below. Click it to ticket. You can also follow us on Twitter at Front Page Tech for all things FPT updates and tweets from the team. And of course, I'll see you guys tomorrow.